Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
I gotta tell you, I had the funniest trip over here today. Oh my God.
I like
my
Uber driver. Give it to me.
He was hilarious, my friend. Like, You could make this guy up. Like, if for instance, you were to, like, if I was to tell you the type of things this guy was talking about, you wouldn't believe it, man.
Oh, he was a ultra-informative driver?
Oh, he was so funny, man. Nigerian guy, too.
Did he peep you from the
immediately
jump?
Like, Nigerians, we recognize each other
and
right away.
And you know what tribe you're from, right?
From our names, we do.
Yeah,
from
okay,
our
names, from the names.
Yeah, from the names, we do. Yeah. But he was just so funny, man. He was like, enjoy your life. Don't listen to anybody. Enjoy your life, you know? Just enjoy your life. Me, I'm enjoying my life. He was like, I wouldn't even die for my children.
What?
I said, what? He was like, he wouldn't die for his own kids. He said, the minute they come out, they're on their own. My job is to advise them. I'm just going to advise them, you know?
What is he, a school counselor?
Oh, he was so funny. He was like, everybody's going to have their opinion, you know? But that's okay. Just enjoy your life. Don't listen to anything. Enjoy your life. The funniest dude ever, man. I loved him, though.
Do you think he was that cool with you? Because he knew, you know, you guys were from the same kind of background.
It's just, haven't you noticed, it's just like energy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you can just feel energy from people.
Yes.
You'd be like, oh, this is good energy, this is bad energy.
Yes.
And you just feel your energy. Like, me, I know somebody who's American. I know, like, a British person. I know a Nigerian person. Mm-hmm. I just know them, like, instantly.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's an energy you can feel, man. It's really, really strange.
So each country has its own bit of energy.
Yeah. They really do. Like, right now, like, if I saw you right now.
Yeah. What's the American dude from California energy?
Right now. I'll be like, this guy's from America. He's not from here. He's not Nigerian. He's American. This guy right here is an American guy. I mean, it's the truth. You remember when we were, where were we? I think it might have been Minnesota, right?
Yep.
And we walked into this event, and I saw a Nigerian guy. I was like, this guy's Nigerian.
I do remember that.
I was like, this guy's Nigerian. I was like, where are you from? He was like, Nigeria.
I do remember that.
Yeah. You could just tell. You can just tell, man. It's really strange. But I think it's because I've lived in...
Yes.
In all those places, man. So I know.
Are we are dudes from LA loud?
They're not loud. They just have LA just has a swag about itself, man. You know?
Yeah.
LA just has a different AP.
Yeah.
You know, who's the other guy from LA? Your good friend.
Tony Parrish?
Is Will Demps from LA?
Will Demps.
Tony Perry, Willie
D.
It's just California, just a different California.
You know
swag.
They used to when we used to lift in we had our lift times in the off season in New York. You know, you were there early, right?
Yep, yep.
We were the last group, and he called us West Coast. We were on West Coast times.
We used
to come in there. I think it was the last group was like at 11:30 or something. We come in there, me, AP, Willie D.
Yep.
Straight West Coast time, man. So,
oh, you took me back. We had the 7:30, 9:30, 11:30.
Yep. You never saw me at 7:30 in my life.
Nah, but ever. I was there.
Of course you were. You were probably there up for 3 hours before then. Had some straight reading newspaper.
Yes, sir.
OC, I'm going to comment on, I like how you rolling in this year. Is this year?
Yeah.
I mean, the shirt game is effective.
It's tough.
It's effective.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough
and
right now.
Is that how we rolling this year?
I think that as years go by, you have to step yourself. You just have to.
Okay.
You have to step everything up.
Got
you know what I mean? And
got
so
it.
I decided this year that I was going to spend a little bit of money on myself, man. You know? For a while, I wasn't taking care of myself, J-Bell. I wasn't. I was just, you know, here, give this person that, give. And I was neglecting me. But especially now, after having this conversation with this Uber driver this morning, I'm going to go ham on myself, J-Bell.
I don't even care. My kids, I'm just here to advise.
Nah, listen. Forget that. He was like, listen, you know, your wife, your kids, whenever, you know, something happens to you, they're going to be somebody else's wife, somebody else's kid. I said, wow. I didn't want to hear that, but...
Trying to take a safe ride.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to do. But, I mean, when I thought about it, I was like, You know what? Let me buy that car now. Oh, wild, man.
Week one starts with a bang.
Yeah.
OC and the driver. What's up, man? How you feeling after this weekend of games and Monday night? And how you feeling about the league so far?
Listen, man, I was just watching the games, and I had to put out a tweet.
I saw that.
I had to.
That showed
and,
your
you know,
energy.
I never really, you know, I'm not big on social media like that. Every once in a while, I'll drop something. But I was watching the games, and I was like, this is incredible.
Mm, I'm with you.
This is amazing. There is nothing like the NFL, bro.
I'm with you,
nothing
man.
Like it. The games were so interesting, so intense. The fanfare, just the way the teams play.
I agree.
Oh my God, it was spectacular, man. I couldn't have been happier.
No preseason.
Yep.
I mean, you would think you would see a sloppier product. Now, I will say, from the official standpoint, how they officiated, they let them play.
Mm.
They let them kind of play. And that's really cool. You don't want to over-officiate. But, you know, missing a full preseason, you thought it would be a little sloppier.
Sloppy, yeah.
But these are pros for a reason. And they conducted themselves so. They were prepared. Mm. They were playing hard,
yep.
Man. I mean, just like we talk about, man, you play for your sideline, your teammates.
Yep.
Dudes were out there getting it.
Yep.
So
could you tell that there was no fans?
No. I mean, and when they talked about it or panned or you saw it. But I will say, the way it's cut up, and I mean, these television producers
genius.
Are great, right?
Genius.
I mean, the way they just maneuvered it, it's just when you're looking at that down on what they're putting on that camera, it's mm-hmm. just – it's active.
Yeah.
You know, even the players, you saw some score touchdowns. And instead of celebrating with the fans, they go straight to the camera.
Yep.
You know, because there's no fans. And it's like, yeah, that's all right. That's cool. So, yeah, I mean, everybody was watching as a player. You know, when you played a primetime game, right, you know you have your crowd, but you like, say, some, you know, a primetime game, you like the world is watching.
Yep.
You knew everybody was locked in, so you played like everybody was watching. So, mm-hmm. I loved it, man.
I'm happy. I'm happy for the NFL. I'm happy for the players. I'm happy for the fans.
Yeah. No,
who got
true.
To, you know, just, you know,
very
sit
true.
There and watch
true.
All this transpire. It was I'm proud of them, man.
Yeah.
They did their thing.
I feel good. I needed it, and everybody was safe, right? They did all the testing. Everything was cool. No positive COVID tests, I believe. So you got to give the NFL a lot of respect for that. That's tough, man. They're managing that. Amazing. And I'm not just saying that
because
I love the NFL, but I am saying that because I love the NFL.
Both ways.
Yeah.
But enjoy your life, though. Enjoy your life. That's all I'll tell you. Enjoy it, though. J-Bell, this guy
was
killing me this
morning. Wait, when this happened, did you immediately go, I can't wait to tell them this?
The whole way, I was just thinking, but the thing is, like, I couldn't focus because he talked the whole time, but he made me laugh the entire trip. I left the dentist, right?
Uh-huh.
He picked me up there. And as soon as I got in the car, he just started talking. This guy just immediately just started talking.
Enjoy your life.
And we were going from one place, because I started to talk to him about one of my friends who he needs to be doing something with his life. He needs to be working. He needs to be, you know, grinding. Mm-hmm. He was like, this guy, he's here. He's in London.
Did he try to offer him a gig?
He was like, he can do this, he can do that, he can do this. And from there, he just started talking about everything that he was doing and, you know, enjoying your life. He was hilarious, man.
That's amazing because you're a positive person and you're very optimistic on what's around the corner.
Yeah.
But, you know, it seems like at times where you just are looking at your current situation and maybe you're in a funk, it's overwhelming, or, you know, you just need to kind of peel back the onion or kind of open up your vision, as we say, you know, not be so focused on whatever is troubling you. Man, if somebody can say something to you and it just opens your eyes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's usually not, you know, your family or your close friends because you might, you know, shut them down quick because you're like, I don't want to hear it.
Mm.
But somebody like that just does it for you. So I appreciate people that have that kind of conversation with you. And you kind of lit up today with that. So, you know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in the NFL.
Mm.
Especially, I mean, Cam Newton.
Yeah.
I'm just very excited about him and this opportunity he has. Mm-hmm. And also some of these other quarterbacks. But I'm not going to lead you. I just want to know what you're thinking.
Yeah. In regards to Cam Newton, mm-hmm. I'll say this. I watched that whole game.
Yeah.
And I was fascinated by the way this guy performed. Like, the way McDaniels utilized this guy, right? They ran the ball like, what, 40-something times? Just smash-mouth physical football, option play, read option. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then the passing game off the play-action pass, boom, 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 precision passing. He only like
42 times. Incomplete,
42 times, yeah. So only incompleted like, what, four passes? He went like 16 for 20, something like that.
15 passes completed.
15
completed. 19 out of 15.
15 for 19.
Yeah.
15 for 19. So very, very efficient.
Yes.
And the physicality of this guy and the energy and the emotion that this guy plays with. But the only thing that concerned me is he's a big kid, right?
Monster big.
Big guy.
Yeah.
Some of those hits, I mean, now he's getting to the ground a little bit. You know, he's not really just – all the time, just trying to run through people the way he used to. He's falling to the floor now before he gets hit. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know if he can hold up. Because this is a guy who's coming off of injuries.
That's been that's what's slowed him down.
Yeah.
Ever since his MVP year.
Yeah. So I just don't know if he can continue to take this kind of punishment long term. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, short term and watching him have fun and watching him play and just the magnificence of this guy. It was incredible to watch. I was so happy to see him performing that way, and I was just so happy for, you know, as much as I hate to say it, New England, I was happy for him.
Yeah.
You know, because it was fascinating for them to take this guy in and for them to perform that way.
No, I totally agree, and you're right. I have to repeat things you say because they're so important. There's parity in the NFL with players. There is not parity within coaching staffs. And you saw what New England has done and continues to do as they adjust to the talent in their room. Mm. They are dangerous. And we are going to get into something on our show.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about a little bit of this.
Yep.
You got to watch the show to see it because it's going to be a new nugget.
It's going to be so sick.
It's going to be a new nugget.
It's going to be so
Nugito.
Sick.
Is that a – why did I say Nugito? I don't even know what that
Nugito,
means.
Nugito, it's cool.
It's all right?
Yeah, it sounded good.
It's all right.
It rolled off. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's going to be sick, though.
My daughter goes like this now. She goes, yeah.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does. I'd be like, all right, what's going on? Or something. I say, she's like, yeah. Then I was like,
man,
where did you get this from?
I love that.
She goes, you, daddy.
You.
I said, oh, my gosh. Yeah. I said, what in the world am I? You got to be careful what you say to these kids. So yeah, I mean, I like that. I like Cam. I was intrigued, man. And this team, man, they got that defensive backfield they have in New England, right? I mean, they can shut some teams down.
Yep.
And if you can shut the pass down, right? They're gonna be. They're going to scheme up stuff in the front, right? Mm-hmm. That's where they're going to do all of their movement, disguises, whatever. Belichick's going to run that because they're going to play man-to-man coverage. Mm-hmm. Bro, if you can keep people from big chunk plays and you make them go down the field and earn everything they get and you can run the ball and
Baltimore.
Slow the game
that's
down.
Baltimore.
That's where
Baltimore.
I'm going next.
Yeah.
So where I wanted to go next, man, why you know where I'm going?
Because we've been doing this for 5 years,
man,
bro.
Man, I thought you don't even know what I'm going to talk
we've
about.
We've been doing it for 5 years,
and you're going to take off my surprise.
My bad, bro.
So my surprise is that's been snatched from me, Belichick sees Lamar Jackson, the difficulty. You don't have anybody you're preparing for week in and week out like him in this offense.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, and they what did they invest in last year, especially when they got Marcus Peters from the Rams?
Yep.
Defensive backfield, right? Baltimore. They have built what Baltimore is doing.
Yep.
And you got to have the talent to do it, right? And you don't see that week in and week out.
Bill Belichick is always ahead of the game. Always ahead of the game. There's just no question about that. I would be – he saw what Baltimore did. right?
He saw it.
He said, I'm probably a better coach than that guy over there.
Harbaugh is pretty impressive, but yes, he has Harbaugh's an argument. Good, Belichick is the greatest of all time.
He was like, I could, let me get me one of those. See what I can do.
I need a guy that literally is the best athlete on the field.
Yeah.
That has the ball in his hands every down. And for our listeners, in the lower level high school in the U.S., right, or in youth sports, you usually put your best athlete at quarterback.
Yep.
He then goes to other positions, right?
Mm.
But you do that because the kid gets the ball every down.
Yep.
And this is what's trickled up.
It's like, okay, this is the – I'm looking at successful quarterbacks in the NFL. This is what Belichick is saying. It's like, okay, right now you're looking at quarterbacks having to be mobile, right? You know, the most successful quarterbacks now, you look at a Russell Wilson, you look at a Mahomes, look at Lamar Jackson, you look at these type of players. Josh Allen, he's coming up there.
Yeah.
Tannehill coming up there.
Josh Allen and Cam Newton.
Yeah. So he's like, okay, this is the new game. Boom.
Let's go.
Let's go.
And I know how hard it is to prepare my defense against it, so why wouldn't we do it? And Josh McDaniels on the fly, changing up plays, his adjustments in the second half, unreal. Lamar Jackson, your boy, right?
Yep.
275 yards in the air.
Yep.
The thing they said he had to do.
He did that all last year.
He did. But he started out the gate.
He started out the gate last year.
He did.
With five touchdowns.
Yes, he did. Oh, he had five last year.
Five.
You're
balling,
right.
Balling. Killing.
Yeah.
It was the exact same thing.
Is that their game plan? Start off throwing, getting you thinking that's what they're going to do, and then they
– Listen.
Baltimore, that is.
The Baltimore Ravens, that style of play with that quarterback, almost impossible to defend.
Dude.
Almost impossible to defend. In the regular season.
Oh, you setting the stage right now. You're going to get these Baltimore fans on us.
Nothing you can do about that. True. The way this guy plays in the regular season.
To be determined. To be determined.
Incredible performance.
Yes.
Incredible player.
Yes.
In the regular season.
Oh, week one. You've given us so much.
I've never once said this wasn't an incredible player.
That's true. You have always made that point strong.
In the regular season.
Oh, my God. Oh, Ravens fans are going to attack us.
I'm done.
They're going to attack us. They're going to attack us. They're going to attack us.
Oh, my goodness.
I got two for you. And I'm just still pumped up about this first week. So I'm going to throw something at you. Russell Wilson.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody was always complaining to Seattle coaching staff like they listen. They're not listening to us.
No.
But let Russell do what he does at the end of games.
That's what they said. Let him cook.
Let him cook.
Let him cook.
Man, when you got – Russell got that rock star hair.
Mm.
Have you seen it? Like he just
– Bruno Mars.
Yeah. Yeah. He
you can do it.
let that hair flow.
Yeah.
Let it flow.
Yeah.
And they have now committed to saying, even though we know they want to run the ball, play defense.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Seattle does. This is what Carroll does. They let that man go get it.
Yep.
They let that man go live.
They let him cook.
They let him cook.
Yeah.
Didn't he just have another kid?
He did have another kid.
Do you get more power when you have a kid? As a guy who's just had a young son again, does your power increase?
No. No.
Jeez.
As a matter of fact, whatever the opposite of increase is. Sometimes I'll be looking at that little boy. You know, you got it. I don't even have the. I don't. I have nothing for you, man.
So my whole theory of dangerous
wrong.
Russell Wilson out there making
wrong.
It happen is
Let
wrong.
Me tell you something. As a matter of fact, he would be twice as good. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But the guy, he's. Okay. As a matter of fact, we have a new nickname for him because I was reading over the weekend about how a lot of people were talking about Russell Wilson, and they need to let Russell Wilson cook, which is, you know, throw the football.
Yeah, get that thing going.
And boy, was he cooking on Sunday.
Oh, man.
Matter of fact, we're going to call him Chef Russell Wilson.
I like it.
Do you like that?
I like it.
Chef Russell Wilson.
I like
it. This is how he was cooking.
I like it.
He was cooking fools.
Slicing and dicing.
He was cooking fools.
Grilling and chilling.
Cooking fools. Mm. I was watching that game. I was like, what in the world is going on?
What
is going on?
Who are you?
Sheesh.
Man, this dude.
He throws the best deep ball, the most accurate deep. As a matter of fact, he might as well take the ball. Run down there and hand it to the receiver, bro.
We just going to skip all this.
Skip the throw. He's just run.
You know what's going to happen.
Here.
You know what's going to happen. I'm going to make this happen. Listen.
Perfect placement. Incredible.
You know, he was down here a couple years ago. You've met him many times before. Mm. And he had his whole – he was on this tour, like doing stuff internationally.
Yeah.
He had his whole staff with him, like – people that worked on him, you know, all of his strength and conditioning, his body work. And the guy's always on the field, always a top level performer. And you realize, like, you know, he takes a lot of hits throughout the years.
Yep.
But when guys take care of themselves, OC, especially before they get banged up, as they get older, the game becomes easier and they're healthy.
Yep.
It happens. It happens, man. You know, as you know, what year did it kick in for you? Like, I got this.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what's happening.
I'll say maybe year 4 or 5.
See? Yeah. And most guys are out of the league.
Yeah.
Most guys are done, OC. Yeah. The average is 2.5 years.
Yeah.
But you got to take care of yourself to get to that point to where the game is really slowed down.
Yeah.
And at the quarterback position, man, your early 30s, you are in it.
Yep.
You have got it.
You're in your prime.
You are in your prime. In
your 30s.
And Russell Wilson, man, he hasn't got the MVP yet, right? He's never.
I don't think so.
He's never got it.
No.
Simon.
He's underrated. Nope. He's never gotten it. No.
Well,
he's a very underrated
player.
Can
I backtrack my MVP conversation?
Why would you do that?
Because, I mean, I went with Dak. I like that.
That was just ridiculous from the beginning. But,
all right. Can I still say I was rolling with Dak. Because I thought his O-line was going to protect him. And Aaron Donald threw those dreams away from me from the Rams. He just beat them up. And so after watching – what's Russell's name? Chef?
Chef Russell Wilson. Yep.
That man, if they're going to let him live like that, it's hard to go against him. Lamar's balling.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to – he's my front runner right now.
Can I tell you something, Jason?
Please do. And please don't make me second guess the rest of my life.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, please.
Let me go ahead and get myself into big trouble.
Okay. Wait, are you sure it's week one?
Yeah, I'm going to get myself into big trouble.
Week one? We're not even going to wait?
Week one.
Listen, it's one of them things I got to go with you.
Yeah. I don't think Dak Prescott's that good.
Yeah, you're going to get attacked. Yeah. Okay, why?
I'm sorry.
Why?
I watch him, and I think he is a top 15 quarterback.
Okay.
But I don't think he's an elite quarterback.
And why is that? You might be onto something.
You know, when you've been around the game for so long, right? Mm-hmm. And you see, you know, you've been around like elite players, right? And you watched elite players. You just kind of know them. You know what I mean? Like, you just know. I can't tell you specifically what it is about Dak. Because as a person, I admire him tremendously.
Yeah.
Strong, like, willed.
Fought to get where he is.
I love the guy as a person, his personal story. And I love the guy as a player. I really do. I would love to have him on my team.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he's an elite quarterback, man. I don't think he's outstanding. I just don't. And I apologize. I hate to do that, and I hate to say it, but it's just something about – something rubs me. Something is just – when I start doing this right here, yeah. Something is
either you're hungry or
it's just something that is just
okay. Can
is this guy gonna win me multiple Super Bowls?
Can I back up your theory with the data?
I don't know. Yeah.
Can I do that?
Can you? Please?
Yes. Yeah. So, as any good financial person knows, mm-hmm. if you believe somebody can get the data,
the numbers
look like you want to.
They can make those numbers work.
Go make those numbers work. All right. This is what you're saying, and I agree. The Cowboys are 1-7 in one possession games since 2019.
Boom.
When the game is close,
on the line. Yep.
You know, when I need that last drive to go close the door and win that game, they haven't done it.
1-7.
1-7. That's the second worst record in those kind of games in this time frame. Mm-hmm. And guess who's after them?
Who's that?
Bengals, which are 0-9.
0-9.
Bengals, yep. So, to your point, it's like, what's missing here? It's closing the door or on the comebacks, making it happen or opening the door on the comebacks.
See, we didn't discuss this.
No, we didn't.
You didn't show me that
before? I did not show you that.
Nothing.
I just have.
But it's just, you've been around the game for that long, I'm looking, I couldn't, that's why when you asked me, you were like, why? And I was like, I couldn't put my finger on it. I couldn't tell you specifically why.
But you know ball, so yeah, you're like, I'm watching something, I see it, and you were right.
Something's missing there, and now we know what it is.
You know exactly what it is. One of the quarterback, and just, you know, I mean, it's week one, man. Mm. We're just throwing stuff around because Let's be honest, everybody listening. We don't know what these teams are yet.
No, not at all.
We don't. They had no preseason. The coaching staff is now evaluating who they are and what they are and what they can do. Mm-hmm. Some teams, the elite teams, I feel like the elite coaches, besides San Francisco, I feel like the elite coaches won this week.
Yeah.
Because they just understand what they had to do.
Yep.
But I'm going to tell you something. Somebody who was motivated by the offseason.
Okay.
Somebody who said, I'm not done yet. Somebody who said, you think you got a plan. You think you got a plan.
I love him too.
And I'm going to show you what the plan is. It's kind of like when you think you're going to do something, right?
Yep.
Like this happens to me all the time with my family. Mm-hmm. I have a plan for the weekend or something. And then somebody in my circle goes, oh no, we gonna do this.
But I thought we talked about this.
No, wake up. Yeah. We gonna do this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like everything changes
yep.
right then and there.
Yep.
But you, as an organization,
okay.
That's what Aaron Rodgers did.
Yep.
Is that who you thought I was?
100%.
Aaron Rodgers said, 100%. I'm gonna show you. Because he had all the time to get himself together, mm-hmm. I'm going to do what I do. Mm-hmm. I've complained.
Mm-hmm.
I sent a email to management.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's over.
Yep.
I went through HR,
yep.
did it all.
Yep.
No response.
None.
But if HR doesn't respond, that's not really good.
It's not good, but
no.
Not good, but a quarterback of his level,
yep.
his magnitude. For the life of me, I can not understand what the Packers were thinking.
Well,
I cannot understand what the Packers were thinking. 13-3 last year.
Mm.
New offense, right?
Mm.
Wasn't like he was, you know, maybe he wasn't pushing the ball the way we saw Aaron Rodgers, but he was just getting accustomed to a
new offense. It's hard. It's difficult.
I was watching him last year, and I saw the live arm.
But it's jumping this year.
I saw the live arm last year, J-Ball. Yeah. I saw the talent.
Yeah.
I saw the mobility.
Yeah.
I saw everything that led me to believe he wasn't on the down. He wasn't down, you know, downsizing or whatever.
Right.
And so when they did that, I was like, well, you know, maybe they have their reasons.
Yeah.
But he definitely took that personal. And he took it personal.
He took it personal. And it seems like, and it's the beginning of the year, right? Everybody's fresh out the weight room, you know? You know, as the season goes on, your body breaks down. But you know how somebody, as they get older, especially quarterbacks, they get a little slimmer, right? And I felt like
not just quarterbacks.
Everybody.
Most of us.
You have to.
Yeah.
And I felt like he
most
just –
most athletes, not you know, not, people who aren't athletes.
No. Most athletes get slim. Yeah, right. That's true. I know D. Lyman, you guys are all big, and as you keep playing, you get a little slimmer.
Yeah.
Because you got to stay
and
fast.
And then the minute they retire –
then it's the buffet party.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I was so looking forward to that, J-Bell. I was.
You
if it wasn't for TV,
yeah.
I would oh,
you
would
have you would
have oh, my God. I love food.
You
oh,
do love
my
food.
God. If it wasn't for doing this TV,
yeah.
Oh, I would have been having so
but
much
fun.
But
you like working out.
I do enjoy working out, but my level of eating would have superseded.
Would your
by
injury
far.
Stop you from eating? Meaning the more truth be told, everybody listening, we're on our weight because of our pain in our body.
Yeah.
Like, if I gain an extra 5 pounds, my back is game over. It's locking up. The knees, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's truly, for me, it's all about just quality of life.
Quality of life, yeah.
I mean, I would think you would go there, too.
No.
How come I thought I made a good point?
Yeah, it was an incredible point. It was, but I'm just, that wouldn't determine.
How you shoot my whole, I thought.
It wouldn't determine my sweet and sour chicken, my Chinese fried rice, my pizzas, my pancakes. Ooh. You know, it wouldn't determine the amount of that. I would just be eating that and watching Netflix. I would. I really would. I'm not making this up.
Right, I wouldn't
be doing that.
You would, yeah.
And
I'm with
enjoy,
you.
The guy just told me this morning, enjoy your life, fool. He just told me that. Enjoy it, fool.
How does it come back to this driver?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy your life, fool.
OC, can I tell you something?
Yep.
It's been a long time since we just, like, chopped it up about football like that.
Yeah.
That's the level of our excitement.
Yeah.
Because we always got 70 things in our head going on, or at least you do.
I want to talk about something that's not football, though.
Tell me, because
– I do. Are we about to get into football questions?
No, we can go into other things afterwards, just some reviews and some fan stuff. But let's go, bro. I'm with you.
Because obviously, if you haven't – watch the NFL show that we do on Saturdays.
And that would be – I would be very pained if you didn't. That would actually make me very sad.
But I think you should.
You should because we need
this,
you.
Yeah, we got this new segment called The Locker Room.
Yes.
Incredible.
It's the truth. It's what happens in the locker room. The locker room is all about everything about football but not about football.
Exactly.
Because that's – we don't – you know.
Yeah. It's just about life.
It's about life that is –
but mixes with football.
Yeah, because
– in a way.
Yeah, for sure.
So we had this, our first locker room discussion, and
yep.
we were discussing the protests and the kneeling, and, you know, Jason said said what you said very eloquently.
Thank you.
It was incredible.
Thank you.
And emotional.
It was.
And I felt like you're supposed to feel that way.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
And I said what I said, which was I wouldn't take any, and I wouldn't protest. And I know a lot of people are probably, because I explain myself pretty well.
Yeah, but we have these discussions all the time. Now, on the show, we just had a discussion.
Yeah.
You know, this is not rehearsed things. We
exactly.
were just talking.
Yeah. And so I felt like a lot of people understood what I was saying, but maybe one or two were like, oh, I can't believe you said that. And, you know, it's selfish of you. This isn't about you and all that type of stuff, which I understand.
But how can someone choose when something's about you or not?
From one perspective, if you only be able to look at something from one perspective, which most of us do.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes.
I understand, right? But here's the thing. In me saying that I wouldn't protest. If you're able to look at things from where I see them, right?
Yes.
Where I come from, right? You start to see things in a completely different way, yeah? And this is going to be painful for a lot of people to hear. It really is. But I feel like at some point, we have to be able to tell each other the truth.
Our truth, at least.
So I come from a country sure, I was born here. Sure, I spent a lot of time in America, but I've always expressed how Nigerian I am. Everybody who's around me knows that. And so I come from a country where there's 200 million black people, most populous black nation in the world. 200 million of us are there. We have the terrorist group Boko Haram running rampant in the north of the country, just massacring people by the thousands. We have half the country living on under $1 a day. $1 a day, half the country, 100 million people. Inept governments, corrupt at best, you know, ineffective at worst. Most of the country is just suffering, right? In a place with the natural resources and the natural intelligence, supposed to be the best country in the world.
Abundant.
Right? And Jason, the country is ran by black people. It's black people doing this to ourselves there. You leave college, you graduate from college, you have no opportunity. Zero. Nothing. You want me to leave there, knowing all of that, seeing all of that, right? Come to a place that is not good for black people also, right? It has its issues. Seeing everything where I'm from, come here, that I know countries that have given, not me, hundreds of thousands of people like me, opportunities they would never have. Opportunities they would never get. Jason, I lived in the slums in Alabama. I did. The most racist part of America. That's I lived in the slums place. There. The slums there is middle class in Nigeria. This is where our doctors, our lawyers, this is where they live in the slums that I lived in. You want me to come there and start protesting? Are you joking? Are you joking? Now, what I said was I understand, I empathize, I've lived.
Yes.
I've lived that.
Global perspective.
But I can't come from where I come from, seeing all the things that I've seen, and come over here or there and start protesting and pointing the fingers. The problem is, the reason why people don't protest in black Americans or UK people or, you know, the black English people, why they don't protest what's going on in Nigeria, because you can only point the finger at black people.
And to your point, you don't see it.
Exactly. And so, for me, when I said that, I meant that. It wasn't like I didn't just, I'm not going to kneel. I know exactly what I've seen. I know where I'm coming from. And I know the opportunities that hundreds of thousands, if not, there's probably millions, some undocumented, grinding, working, sending money back home. Because our people there, J-Bell, struggling. A struggle that people here and people in America, even in the hood, you can't imagine. You can't imagine that kind of struggle, bro. I go back home to Nigeria, and I'm so happy when I get there to be around my people. But I'm heartbroken, bro. Heartbroken.
I'm over here sitting, and I mean, not everybody can see my face, but I think that I learned so much. I know I learned so much by our conversations, and I've really changed the way I see things, view things, and even talk about things to friends, family, and anybody who wants to have that conversation. I think it's because I have an opportunity with you to just clear the air, right? Throw something on the wall and let's discuss, right? Let's figure it out. Let's hash it out. And you started off talking about empathy, right? And true empathy, right? You put yourself in someone else's situation. You really try to understand it, right? You really try to see it from their perspective. And that takes a sense of understanding yourself to say, hey, these are my biases. Let me check them at the door, or else this isn't going to work. And I think if people could just be aware of our differences and be accepting, accept hearing other people's differences and having these conversations and dialogue. Now say we have to figure something out together, OC, right? Now say we have to, we're in a locker room and now we got to hash out what we're going to do, how we're going to approach this. We can't do that until we just do what we just did.
Yep.
Now I'm, everything you're saying, I understand where it's coming from. I'm no longer defensive. You're not attacking me.
Right.
You're not against me. You're just saying, here's where I'm starting. Here's where you're starting. Now let's find a solution. People can't talk. People can't discuss. People can't think differently anymore. People, their starting point is not going to be the same. But we can finish in the same place.
Yep.
People are so polarizing or polarized because it's easy.
Yep.
It's easy to go in my corner and stick to what I think is true. Because coming out of there, I'm going to have to engage. I'm going to have to listen. I'm going to have to learn. Hard things to do, right?
Yep.
And tough to do, right?
Tough.
But we enjoy it. But even if you don't, and you want a better world for yourself, for your family, for the people you care about, understanding that people are different is the only start. It's the only start. And, you know, when I think about, and you got, when I think about what's happening in the U.S., and we're not, I won't go down that route and dive all into that, but the protest is to cast a light on what some people believe doesn't exist.
Yep.
And all you just did, OC, was you casted a light on something that people don't understand because they don't know it exists because they haven't lived it like you have. So you shine that light on there. I'm looking at it. I'm understanding. I can go put as much time as I want to get as much knowledge I can about it.
Yep.
That's on me now. But you shine a light.
Mm-hmm.
That's how things start. That's how things get solved. Once again, like I said on the show, some people don't want that light to be shined over there in the darkness because they don't want it fixed. So those that do and have the heart, the sympathy, the empathy, and just want to connect with humanity as a whole, we go there and we now shine a light on these things. Hopefully something changes.
Excellent, man.
That's it, man. You I love these conversations. I do. I need them, man. I need them for my soul, man. I'll be honest with you. Let's do this, man. Can I give some shout-outs to our – man, we love our fans, right?
Shout-out.
We love our fans.
Shout-out.
Let's
shout
go for out. The reviews, OC. Let's get some reviews. This is from Sandy.
Sandy. Okay.
Fantastic. Ran a marathon today, and when getting ready, I discovered two new episodes giving the people what they want. Jay Bell and OC's handsome voices kept morale high through my run.
You just ruined the handsome voice. We had handsome voices, and then you just you gave her exactly what they didn't want. That's not. It was pretty good up until you, I don't know what that was.
I'm sorry, Sandy. Thank you very much. As I was reading it, I just, something happened to my voice. It just,
They were telling you, I don't know if it's he or she, but they were telling you how they enjoyed your voice.
And then and I changed it to that, change it to that, like, the baritone.
Hey, I said, why would you do that?
I don't know what happened, man. I messed that up.
It's okay.
Rupture duck.
There we go.
Hashtag ask OC. Are you ready for J Bell to be more famous than you? Oh my God. Simon, why did you write this? That'll never happen.
Of course, it's already happened.
Stop,
what are you talking
it, man.
About?
I can't believe it's I didn't happened. I can't believe I didn't preview this to just X this.
Let me tell you something.
I got caught up.
This was the plan all along. What? I can never be famous.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Nobody knows what's gonna happen with me. They don't know.
They don't know. It's God. Oh, God.
Nobody knows what's going to happen. Oh,
Sandy, I apologize for my voice changing. Mm. I got to get it together. OC will hold it down for us.
This guy here. I don't know what this guy's going to do.
We're not quite sure.
Not quite sure
what he's thinking. Oh, gosh. Shout outs, OC, to some great reviews. Mm. Let me throw some names out to you. Tell me what you think. I like this. From Green Bay Martin.
Okay.
Darth Sofa.
I love that. Mm-mm. Darth Sofa.
Spilla the Kid.
Spilla
the Kid.
Oh, Spilla the Kid.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I try to make it.
Yeah.
It's that voice thing. Kid. I'm caught up. Yeah, I'm caught up in the moment.
Yep.
Stu
mm-hmm.
and Jody.
Mm.
So we appreciate the good shout outs. Please review and get your questions in the reviews section or wherever you get the podcast from.
Mm-hmm.
We love it.
Yep.
We appreciate it.
Yep.
I mean, I think the only thing OC and I kind of look at is our podcast reviews.
Yep. We do. We're like,
oh, we don't care.
Yeah. Bro, like, do you know how difficult that is?
No.
It's hard.
We actually look at all the other stuff we don't pay no attention
to. Yeah.
This is important to us.
I didn't understand, like, the importance of, like, reviews. Like, I didn't. Like, I was so indifferent to it until I saw that Uber, like they give.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah.
So now I started to pay attention. I'm so nice in the Ubers now.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, hey, have a good day,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, pick me up again.
I had no clue. But it does that to you when you know you're being,
you're being
rated.
That's,
yeah.
That's why the whole system's in place.
Yeah.
It's to keep everybody accountable. I did a review on, like a Google review
mm-hmm.
of somebody, and I got an email, and it said, your review is popular. You
really?
Know, 55 comments or something.
Because you reviewed.
And it's in my name.
Yeah. So. In your actual name.
Yes.
My God. Did you say Jason Bell and hashtag NFL? Hashtag strictly come dance.
No, I didn't do that. But I did do a review on something. I thought, what am I doing? Anyways,
hashtag,
man.
Hashtag NFL. Hashtag NFL legend. Hashtag strictly contest. That must be Jason. That must be that guy.
I just got the email on the way over here thinking, this is public? I didn't even know they put your name out there. Man, they got me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. That's it, man. Next week, man. Thank y'all for listening.
Yep.
We do love y'all. We are out. Uprise all day. Holla at us.
Mama, picture perfect, call it Picasso. Had your engine roaring like a Lamborghini Gallardo. Wake up in the morning next to you and say obrigado. Want nobody else except it's you, I beg you, call me Ro. Sound of a Titan boy, let me hear you make some noise. I flow so biggie biggie, I'm about that jiggy jiggy. You ain't ready.